Hello, superstars. It's Thursday, August 29th. Happy Friday Eve. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and I'm feeling a bit loquacious today, so I'm going to have to keep up the pace because we've got a lot of news to get to you in only 10 minutes to do it. We're going to start with some headlines today. First, in the Middle East, Israel's military carried out raids and airstrikes in the occupied West Bank, killing at least 9 Palestinians. Videos of the overnight raids showed bulldozers tearing up a street in a built-up area of the northern city of Tulkarem, and a strike on what Israel officials said was a militant operations room in the refugee camp Nur Shams. Clashes have become more frequent in the territory since the war in Gaza began last October. But this latest operation marks a significant escalation. Israeli officials described the raids as a counterterrorism operation, while the Palestinian Authority condemned the operation as, quote, violation and crimes by Israel. Next, we head to the Northeast, where efforts to curb a deadly mosquito-borne virus have led to some objections. Bites from infected mosquitoes are causing a virus that leads to Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E for short, which the CDC says kills about 1 in 3 people who get it, and 50% of the survivors end up with lasting neurological damage. Cases have been identified in Massachusetts, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Because the mosquitoes that spread Triple E are most active at dusk and dawn, officials in Oxford, Massachusetts, announced a voluntary curfew of 6 p.m. But members of the public weren't happy about closing fields for youth sports. A Change.org petition to keep the parks open has nearly 900 signatures, and a town board of health meeting on Wednesday got contentious.
Please don't do this to our kids.
800 people signed a petition.
And finally, a headline that has some big old shoes to fill. Paleontologists have found matching dinosaur footprints, more than 260 of them, in Africa and South America. The footprints are similar in age, shape, and geological context. Back then, 120 million years ago to be specific, the 7 continents hadn't split apart yet. Remember Pangaea? So scientists say the findings suggest that dinosaurs once traveled along their own version of a highway. Pop quiz hotshot. Which landmark is also known as Chumalungma? Mount Everest, Ayers Rock, Kilauea, or Timbuktu? Towering over the Himalayan mountains, you'll find what's known locally as Chumalungma, or Mount Everest. We want to introduce you to a teenager who's making mountain climbing history. We travel to Nepal, home to several of the world's tallest peaks, and home to Nima Rinji Sherpa, who only has one more mountain to climb in order to conquer all 14 of the world's mountains that are over 8,000 meters tall.
Step by step, this teenager is on his way to making history. 18-year-old Nima Rinji Sherpa is setting his sights on the highest peaks in the world. After reaching 13 of them, he's aiming to become the youngest person to climb all 14 mountains above 8,000 meters. Even though he comes from a community of mountaineers, this is still a big deal.
This is a very big kind of advantage for the Sherpa community and even for me and for everyone, you know, like, because before this, you cannot imagine a teenager doing the 14 peaks, you know.
Sherpas are an ethnic group native to the valleys around Mount Everest, and they're often guides for mountaineers in the Himalayas. They carry large loads like equipment and food, fixing ladders and ropes along the way, always a dangerous feat. And climbing such incredible heights also brings great risks. Avalanches, exposure, and high-altitude sickness can easily take over and can be the difference between a successful summit and never reaching the peak. But Nima Rinji Sherpa says his mental state is what keeps him focused and calm.
I kind of convinced myself, you know, like, to be normal in the mountain. Like, for example, when I see avalanche or bad weather, or when I see an accident in the mountain, I'm not in a hurry, or I don't get like nervous or something like that.
Only about 40 people have reached all 14 peaks of what they call the 8,000ers. They're all in the Himalayan and Karakoram ranges, spanning China, Pakistan, Nepal, and India. As the youngest climber, not only has Sherpa broken multiple records, his expeditions have taught him a lot.
I've learned so much things about nature, human body, human psychology, meeting new people, nature, and like everything in the world, and I learned from the mountain.
With his sights set on one last mountain, Shishe Pangma, in Tibet, he's hoping to inspire others and develop mountaineering into a professional sport. So whether he's on the ground or on top of the world, Sherpa is set on breaking more barriers.
We're now taking a look at a nonprofit in Northern California that pairs vulnerable young people with abandoned or abused dogs. Unchained works primarily with juvenile correction facilities and teaches young people about dog training using positive reinforcement to better prepare them for adoption. Take a look.
Richie, who's that?
Yes!
Can you see?
I was a troubled child. I would run around, cause a lot of trouble, in and out incarceration. Most of the dogs didn't really catch my attention until I seen this boxer named Quincy.
When kids can contribute to giving a dog a second chance at a better life, we see the shift in them.
Yes, beautiful timing.
The Canines Teaching Compassion program, it's an 8-week program. We have a skills curriculum.
Yay, Archie!
The kids use what's called positive reinforcement training. We partner with juvenile detention centers, educational institutions, and nonprofit organizations serving youth. We don't know their stories, what maybe put them in juvenile hall. You've got kids who have experienced a lot of trauma in their lives. And we get to go in with a blank slate. They may share a very similar story with their dog, that their dog has experienced neglect or abandonment or maybe abuse. Once they start applying the positive reinforcements with the dog and teaching the dog, and the dog is responding.
Nicely done.
Then there's a lot of reciprocity that goes back and forth.
She's available.
100% available for adoption.
We know that when dogs are well trained and socialized, they have a greater chance at adoption.
Good job!
Since the start of our services, we have served more than 450 youth. Those youth have contributed to the adoption placement of more than 220 dogs.
I learned a lot of social skills. I learned how not to be nervous and how to kind of control my emotions a lot. Yeah. Working with Quincy, obviously seeing him get a second shot actually gave me a little bit of hope.
Thank you for bringing this boy back to life.
All right, for today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, we head to Nebraska to check out a ridiculous collection of antique tractors. Look at them. 51 of these old beauties are all owned by Wayne Dreesen. The collection includes some tractors that date all the way back to 1939. He has some fairly modern ones too. Dreesen, who started farming right out of high school, put the collection on display to celebrate his 80th birthday. Congrats to my new TikTok friends from Miss Bartell's 10th grade English class in Boca Raton, Florida, for your hashtag Your Word Wednesday submission yesterday. Loquacious, an adjective meaning talkative. Thanks for boosting our vocab and helping to write today's show. Today's shout out goes to Cupertino Middle School in Sunnyvale, California. Go on, Bears, do your thing. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.